Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist, and I'm out on the beat you can hear this morning, walking through my local estate, getting up some steps early this morning to get them out of the way. Today I want to talk about creativity and health. This is an often forgotten part of our health, and when we're younger, we tend to, I guess, take it for granted. But then as we get older, we can kind of forget about it. So I want to use a couple of examples here. Firstly, if you think about how life has changed so much, if we go back 15 years when I first started my business, the advancements in technology, particularly our phone technology, that exists now, that didn't exist then. Then you think about how our lifestyles have changed as a result of the technology that's been put into devices and that kind of thing. So, for instance, when I first started business, you couldn't take a photo on your phone. Heaven forbid, streaming things and taking videos and all that kind of stuff. You just couldn't do it. A lot of the streaming services that now exist didn't exist then. TikTok didn't exist then. I think something like, I'm going to make up this number, but it was a very low number, but say 20% of people used to, as time progressed and the capabilities of the phone technology improved, the percentage of people that were viewing content on their device was 10, 20%, something like that. Now, it's like 70, 80%, maybe even higher. People only view content on their phone now. They're not looking at it on their laptops or their desktops or anything like that. So that has changed. And think about how people now spend their time. They've got, forget free-to-air TV, they're now watching a stream service. They've got about 4 subscriptions. They've got something playing on the pay TV, and each person in the home is sitting there in front of the TV, probably looking at TikTok videos or Instagram reels or something on their phone. I saw a disturbing number yesterday that I think it's the average teen is spending something like 14 hours, may not even be teenagers, in the Wall Street Journal, 14 hours a week viewing content on their phone. So things have changed a lot. And so if you're doing that and you're just sitting there mindlessly scrolling, for instance, what does that mean? Well, it means you're not really using your brain, right? You're just mindlessly scrolling from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And you're not really focused on improving yourself, making yourself better, growing yourself, or doing anything in that creative space. So over time, we're just not using our brains as much as we potentially could and should. And so that has a long-term impact on your mental health, right? And on your, well, there's a couple of aspects there. I won't say mental health, I'll just say on your, it can have an impact on your mental health negatively because of the different content that you're looking at. But it's in terms of your, maybe I'd just say mindset health, where you're just slowly allowing your brain to dry away. So it's a little bit like not doing strength training. You used to do strength training and now you don't do strength training. What happens? The muscles atrophy, they get smaller. And that's what happens to your brain too. You're not using it as much, not being, pushing yourself, using it like a muscle. It's only gonna atrophy, it gets worse and worse. Now then, if we then go to the older end of clients that I deal with, and just people that you would know that, I don't know, it seems like a lot of people want to work their whole life to get to that point where they can retire. I say, oh, what would you do if you're retiring? They say, oh, just go on holidays. And I say to them, yeah, but there's going to come a time, maybe after 6 months, let's just say you had all the money that you needed, but you go and just go on holidays for 6 months. So that's your primary focus now. At some point, you are going to become very fatigued from just being on holidays. And say, oh no, I wouldn't, I'd really enjoy it. At some point, you will fatigue from it. So I've heard Mike Slade, best mates with Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, obviously connected with a number of billionaires as friends and deals with them a lot. And they talk about leisure fatigue. They're highly successful, highly driven people because of where they got to. They can't just stop and do nothing and just be on holidays. That would be I would be bored out of my brain. That's why I don't really go on holidays, because I just get bored. I need to do something with my brain. So then wind it back to somebody that's not a billionaire, but somebody that is just, say, in retirement and they're no longer working on a daily basis. Now, this is a particular issue for men. I'll tell you why in a second. But what happens is you're retired, you're used to going to work and contributing every single day. Now you've got extra time on your hands to do whatever it is that you want, but most people don't do anything. Most people just are sitting around, they watch more TV. They might, for the first part of their retirement, they might say, oh, well, I'm going to do these things, and they start doing these things, but then it drops away, and eventually you find that the mindset drops more and more. I noticed it with my grandfather on my mum's side. He used to read all the time. He'd read multiple books a week, and I'd be like, wow, I can't believe they read so much, both him and my nan did the same sort of thing. And that really helped keep his mind active. And then it got to the point where he started to watch more TV, and then he stopped reading altogether and just watching TV. And then he got dementia. And then that was kind of the end of him. He didn't read or do anything again. You could say, well, is it a case of the not reading, the not doing, like he used to play cards, he used to do jigsaw puzzles and that kind of stuff, and he just stopped doing them. And then once he got the Alzheimer's, he was in a home, and I think 6 months later he passed away. He just, like, from I was living down in Melbourne, he was up in Bendigo, and I can remember the last time I saw him, he didn't look like the person that I knew. And can't remember actually. I don't think he recognized me. So, you know, it's sad. But if we don't use our brains, this is what is going to happen. So I say to my retired clients, I say, you know, what do you do on a day-to-day basis? And I say, you've got to do something. You've got to see, because it comes down to your perception, see yourself as adding value in the community somewhere, which is why working for someone or running your own business works well, because you do that because you're making a greater contribution somewhere along the way to make somebody's lives better. And so whether you then go to voluntary work or something like that, but you've got to find a way that you can see is adding a whole bunch of value. So there's a real danger when you get to that stage of retirement of you know, doing nothing and then just falling into this trap of just slowly declining in your mindset health. I don't know what you call it, mental health. When we talk about mental health, we tend to talk about something else. Now, why is it different for men than women? Well, men that are, say, retiring now, they have been raised in an era where men have been taught not to really share their feelings and to just suck it up, because that's what they were taught by their parents. And they probably had a man in their life, their dad, that was not expressing themselves and just kept it all to themselves. That was certainly my dad. He was born in 1940. He's no longer with us, but he never really had a voice in the relationship with the mum. And I think that came from just lack of courage, to be honest. He just didn't speak up. And when you get to that retirement age kind of thing, if you're around my age or 10 years older, then same deal. You know, you're kind of taught not to not to express yourself, whereas women will express themselves. So what does that mean? It means that women are more likely to have a bigger social network, and they're more likely to use their words to get out of what's going on in their head. Men will keep it locked into themselves. It festers, it becomes worse and worse, that worse they catastrophize, and their mental health can decline as a result of that, because they're not getting it out of their head. So now you've gone from, like, a lot of people use their work as a distraction, but now say you're retired and you're just alone with you and all your thoughts, you don't have the distraction, you're not adding that sense of value anymore. So you can really beat yourself up, and it can go downhill very, very quickly. There's a large percentage of people, men, that are in their 40s and 50s that are committing suicide because of those reasons that I just said. And there's stuff going on for them. They get to that place in their life where perhaps the relationship breaks down and they can't see a way forward. And I just heard one just this last week where that happened. So this is why we need to be getting things out of our head, and we also need to be filling our heads with stuff as well. We need to engage the creative part of our mind. So I'm very, very busy. I'll tell you what one of the dangers is for me. As the years progress, and if I stop coaching people, then there'd be some red flags for me if I didn't chain, then make a purposeful decision to do something else. Because I am so busy each week. I can do anywhere between, depends on peaks and so forth, but I can do anywhere between 40 to 50 plus coaching sessions a week. That means I'm having a lot of conversations with people every week. So, and every day. So when it gets to the end of a day, I might be spending time with my daughter, but she's an adult now, so she's spending less and less time with me. That means that I actually enjoy having some time to myself. Yeah, having a little bit of downtime, being a little bit quieter because I've been talking and giving myself to everybody all day. Now, you take all that away, and now what am I doing to connect? Now, I don't have a big circle of friends. I have some great clients who are also friends and have become friends because of being my clients. I've got a few other friends as well, but I just don't have a very big circle. So that means that, and I've never been a social person. You probably heard me talk about it before, where I don't really enjoy going out and dining out and that kind of stuff for various reasons. Some people will do that, and they might do that more and more, but I just don't. It's not something that I enjoy. So if I don't replace the coaching that I'm doing, if I don't replace or find some way to have conversations and create that social interaction, then I'm in a lot of strife. And I know that, but because of where my things are at the moment, and look, I can see myself doing coaching until the day I die. I mean, I just really enjoy it. And I really love adding value to people, but I'm very conscious of that. Now, I'm also conscious of how active my mind is through the day, how I need to keep pushing myself every day, but also how I need to, and that engages a part of the creative side of me in marketing and that kind of stuff. But then at the end of the day, I will do some puzzle type games, I'll say, that engage visually and engage my mindset to kind of switch off from the rest of the day, but also just help me challenge a different part of my brain to problem solve. And I find that that will help me become more creative. I'm just testing my brain. I'm pushing my brain all the time. I do neurofeedback training every day, and that helps me train my focus. Now, I know that on both sides of my family tree, I have dementia and Alzheimer's. So I am in a much higher risk of developing it. Now I have good health and I'd support my health in the best ways possible so that I can live a long and strong and healthy life. But I mean, there's a high chance that I could get Alzheimer's because my dad had it and my grandfather had it on the other side of the family and everything. So I am more focused on making sure that I do these creative aspects as well, whether that be puzzles, whether that be just thinking challenges, thinking games. I am not as quick a thinker as probably most. Like I read it like an average rate. I'm trying to improve that, working on my speed reading skills each day. I know that it takes me a little bit longer to absorb content and that kind of stuff. So I just find different ways to help me to learn better, like using AI. I use AI to help create a better version of me, help with my thinking and help create different different elements of marketing and looking at different elements of me personally in business and so forth. I record these podcasts every day to challenge me to think of topics, to be able to think of what to say without it being so. None of this is scripted. I just think of a topic and hit record. And then also when I'm interviewing guests, I tend not to have a whole bunch of questions because I force myself deliberately to not do that so that I can listen intently and learn to become creative in asking questions. And every guest that I have on the show, I say, wow, you're really good at this. You're really great at asking questions. And that's because I continue to challenge myself, continue to do that each and every day. So don't underestimate just how powerful this aspect of your health is, because it's often something that is forgotten about. People don't put the focus there. And then perhaps when it's too late, you'll find that you're mentally, you just start to decline. So don't underestimate it. Put in the time so that you can live a very vibrant and clear thinking life. Because as soon as you start to have a decline in that muscle called the brain, the reality is you may not know it, but everybody else around you will. And that can be the hard part for your family to watch. So I want you to have a great day. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there. And just know that I'm there for you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Let's go, everybody. Let's have a great year. We are now in, what's today? Today is the second day of autumn here in Australia. So March, almost the first quarter of the year is down. So let's go. Let's keep pushing. Keep pushing. See you tomorrow.